He ain't got any of that damn money. And he ain't got no woman. He's a 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 woman.
There we go, a little 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. Yes, Smashing Pumpkins, probably about 1993, 1994 vintage Smashing Pumpkins. In case you didn't know, this is Audio On Demand with Chris 200. Today is the 29th of August 2007. And I'd like to welcome everybody for showing up, if anybody's out there. I don't do much promotion of my podcast, and therefore I don't get a lot of people visiting me. The audio quality isn't the greatest because I do it while I'm driving. Anyway, that's what it sounds like when I open the window to the car. I am on I-80, headed eastbound. It's about 4:30 or so on a Wednesday afternoon. We have been having quite the rain here in Nebraska lately, and kind of looking around towards the east, it does look like it is a bit cloudy, but to the west it looks, I mean, it's cloudy, but there's not any dark clouds, no darkening of clouds in the west, so maybe we'll be lucky tonight and not have any thunderstorms, but I haven't looked at the forecast. I'm not much of a forecast watcher. I kind of depend on the skies and the temperature to tell me what's going on. Well, let's see. What's been going on since then? Oh, let's talk about the boils. The boils, as it turns out, are MRSA positive. Which means I have had and had a resistant staph infection on my skin. The staph infection is the type that doesn't respond very well to like amoxicillin and things like that. So I was given a different type of antibiotic when I went in the last time. Hopefully that's cleared up. This spot on my face still has some stuff in it. The other day it looked like a piece of paper or whatever came out of it, and then some pus came out of it a day or so ago. Trying to hold on to my recorder here so that the microphone is pointing me. Really wish I could figure out how to mic this thing. I do have a microphone here. I should try that again sometime. I think you need a preamp of some sort. Get it to work. I'm cruising at about 67 miles an hour. I'm under a quarter tank of gas. 302 miles. Let's see, what do we have here for a mile marker? 422 and some change. 438, I believe, is the exit I need to get off on, so I have got another 15 or so miles before I get off the interstate. miles home. What else? I got some of my railing done on my deck a couple days ago. Last two evenings, I haven't been feeling all that well. Let's see, Monday I wasn't feeling all that great at all. Yesterday I felt pretty good during the day, and then in the evening there I started to feel a little bit nauseous and really had to try and eat my supper. But this morning I'm feeling a little bit better. We'll have to see how this evening goes. Wife is on my ass to go to a doctor about it. I'm just kind of like, been to the doctor about this before and nothing's really happened. About every 3 or 4 weeks I get this way and have issues, and they go away 3 or 4 days later and everything's fine. So I don't know if it's the medication I'm on or what the deal is exactly, but it's no fun. Yeah, geez, I'm out of Pepsi already. What else has been going on? Sunday, I went to Lincoln and saw a puppy my brother has gotten. And it was kind of fun. She's about 6 weeks old, a little baby boxer, black and brindle. Black brindle, whatever. And got home fairly late on Sunday. What else has been going on? Saturday, helped my brother move some stuff into a truck. Good thing I didn't have to unload it. Pretty much shot Saturday away doing that. Let's see, what else? Not a whole lot. A week or so ago, hopefully you got the video if you're a subscriber, and you saw that video. Some of the torrential rain we had a week or so ago. I called it raining sideways, I believe, or sideways raining or something like that. Sideways rain, maybe. Yeah. I do have some video of the boxer that I need to bring onto the computer and take a look at. And I gotta slow down here in the death trap here. Maybe this weekend I'll get something like that up. You never know. I do have some water here. Water that's been sitting in my car all day started out as ice. I am approaching the Platte River Bridge here. As you may notice, I do reference that landmark quite often. It's about the halfway point home, I would guess. Probably a little bit closer to home than going the other way. Still at below a quarter tank. I'm not in the red yet. I did have a blinker issue for a few days last week. I went over to Napa last week to get a bulb for it, and the guy gave me the wrong bulb, and so I took those bulbs back and I got another bulb, and this one's the right bulb. The other bulbs weren't even close. Don't have a bulb like that on the car. Yeah, when you're replacing bulbs and stuff like that on an older car, you're better off getting down, pulling that bulb, and then taking it in. The bulb that I ended up using was an $8 bulb for whatever reason. The guy said, don't lose that sucker because it's about $8. I bought a couple other bulbs, sets of bulbs, some marker light bulbs, and some brake light bulbs for the rear. I do have an indicator coming up on my dash that says the rear... there's a brake light issue, so and it's kind of an intermittent problem, so I don't know if I have a wire or a loose connection or what exactly it is. I took apart the left side to see what kind of bulb it is, and I did those did seem to function correctly. I need to look at the right side, see if I got a connector loose or a bulb that's bad. I may just replace the bulbs on that side, since I have them. The marker lights are little tiny bulbs, and I tried to replace the one that I actually could get to. And as I was trying to insert it back into the socket, the bulb fell out of it and is rolling around probably inside the light itself. As far as taking the complete light assembly off, what a pain in the ass. I think you have to remove the bumper, and in order to remove the bumper, you have to remove a bunch of other stuff. And I am just not up for that. So the marker lights are going to stay the way they are. I can't get to it on the other side. There is, that's where the air filter, the air intake is. And I just don't think that that's going to happen very easily. That may be put in by the shop. I may actually have them do that next time I'm in the shop. And hopefully they don't rake me over the coals on that one, or you know what I mean. They can charge pretty good for something like that. Especially if it takes some disassembly and reassembly to get the darn things back together. So, anyway, I'm just about ready to come out of the construction zone here. Since I've been driving this, I wonder how many fatalities have happened. I know at least one accident. I don't know how many fatalities were in that accident, but I do know that there was at least one death in that accident. It's just a matter of people going too fast in a construction zone that's and everything's kind of constricted down. There isn't any, isn't a lot of shoulder to get off on if you need to, you know, bail. On the left side, there's absolutely no shoulder. You're up against the Jersey barricade. And on the other side, there's a little bit of a shoulder where I'm at now. But I don't think you could pull a car off on the shoulder without dropping your right wheels into the dirt there, into the mud. This part of the road here, that the road that was existing, is pretty tore up. I was talking about my deck that I've been building since early July, and it's almost October. You know, my goal was to have that done by sometime mid-August. If I said October, I meant August. Have it done by Labor Day. We've had a lot of rain in August, which is a lot of rain and a lot of very hot days, which has made it fairly difficult to get out there and work on it. Like I said, I'm to the point where I need to add some another set of stairs to it. I believe I got it calculated right. I do need to move a sprinkler head day before last, day before last when I was out there working on it. I lifted up the pad that I had the temporary steps sitting on, and there was that sprinkler head that I need to move. It was underneath the concrete slab. So maybe tonight it'll be me and the ground and a spade. Hopefully digging will go all right. You know, when I did do some digging earlier, it was awfully dry. But that was probably about a month ago that I poured that cement. I poured that all by hand, mixed it all by hand, used pre-mix cement and that, and actually came out pretty good. I would have to say it came out pretty darn good. Yeah, cement work. I've done a lot of cement work there at the house, and yeah, not a lot of fun. But got her done, I guess. Still got to move a bunch of sand and gravel out of there, and blah, yada yada yada. still kind of a mess there. Well, that's probably a good afternoon there, just trying to clean up the mess. Got a lot of lumber underneath the deck. That will be used, of course, and sure I'll end up with a few scraps afterwards, but you know, that's kind of how it goes. These steps should be fun to do, I guess. So, that's kind of where I'm at with that. I'm going to have to go and get some more railing pieces, some balusters or whatever they call them, to do the step railing on those second set of steps. I'll probably actually cut a middle piece for that. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to hang that. I guess I'm going to have to hang it somehow. I may have to go get another hanger, or I may just use some of the angles that I have for a hanger to hang that. This day and age, it's pretty nice when you have some hangers that that work. For that, you would have to build this structure, you know, to get the steps to hang, and basically what I've had to do is basically lowered a 2x6 down, and you got your facing board or whatever, and then a 2x6 down, and then you hang your steps off of that 2x6, which is a 2x6 width below the edge board or whatever you call it. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. And then, you know, we'll be doing the steps and that. So, I'm not looking forward to cutting that. The last time I was out cutting, I don't know if I mentioned this, I did cut the end of my circular saw power cable off. I did get that rewired. A little bit of a tussle, but I did get it... get it put back in there, and seems to be working all right. Yeah, there's a poor sap with the flat tire. 434, looks like we got 434 and some change. Let's see where we're at here. 434, and that was 7, this is 8. It's one other thing I noticed on the interstate here, they've actually got the 10th of a mile marked. Taxpayer dollars, well, maybe it's every other. That was a 0.35. They go every other tenth? Yeah, it looks like they went every other tenth here. So every 2/10 of a mile, they've added a post and a sign, which I'm sure have cost us taxpayers, a great deal of money. But by God, they look awfully nice. And then, you know, every, let's see, let's count them, how many we have. Here's another one. Okay. We got markers. 1, 2, 3. Looks like we got 4 edge markers in between each mile marker post. So we got 5 or 6 posts there every 10th of a mile. No, this one's got 3. The next one's got 3. So, and then the next one's got... maybe 4. I guess it just depends on the spacing. So 5 to 4 posts every 2/10 of a mile. Looks like I'm about 2 miles to my exit. Still running at a quarter of a tank. It's getting close to the red. I didn't talk about that last week. Last week I was laid up sick in bed. I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but about 2 weeks after I went to the doctor for the boils, the weekend before the 20th, I had a pretty severe cold, whatever you want to call it, bronchitis. Still coughing up some pretty good stuff. I don't know if that has anything to do with my stomach ailments, but yeah, that was no fun. I stayed home a couple days from work on that, and it was no fun. It was no fun at all. So anyway, I'm about 20 minutes in. I think I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. Hope you have a good week. Have a good weekend. And hey, if you want to drop me some feedback, go to the site, which is Chris200/podcast. I should rephrase that. Chris200.com/podcast. It's a hidden site. I am a ninja caster. And in order to keep that away from the folks that I don't want to hear this cast, that's how I hide it. So anyway, this again is Chris200 with Audio On Demand. That's the name of my podcast. And we will see you later. Bye-bye. Fun. Which I imagine it's no fun for anybody that has to do that, but everything came out all right. No problems there. Yeah. So, there you go. Looks like another shop is closed at Nebraska Crossing. That's news for you. The auctioneer's gone. It's 4:42, 22 miles to Omaha, just passing the 4:33 mile marker. Speed at about 69 miles an hour with a limit of 75. Trying to save a little bit of gas, but I'm really not doing that much savings because I am above 65. So 65 seems to be the sweet spot for the Acura. The Buick, I think it was about 55. I think most roads and cars were calibrated to 55 at that time. So anyway, there you go. And okay, well, what else do I have? That's about it. I may go out and get some steaks tonight or something like that. Or yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to go to the horse races tomorrow. Kind of want to go tonight. One of the things I've been wanting to do, and might be able to do it here pretty shortly, it doesn't seem to be too windy. Might be able to do it this weekend. Yeah, I got a little rocket kit. Maybe take the boy out and get a couple rockets and some engines and show him how that all works. It's been a long time since I've fired any rockets. Geez, get in your lane there, Mr. Fancy Rims on your work truck. Work van. It's a van. It looks like it's got four-wheel drive or something on it. Some sort of fancy antenna. Hey, Kia Spectra. Yeah. So, hey, what are you doing? Dented up Ford. It's an Escort. The Escort. The Jeep Jimmy of the 80s and 90s. Used to quite a few folks that drove Escorts, and those things are mile machines. More to say. I've got a lot of dead air. Go ahead, listen in to some past casts. If you got a chance, drop me an email. Leave me a little message on my, I think I've got like a little Squawk box or whatever on my page. Go check that out. Anyway, this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi. Trish did not know that at one time Rufus was known as the American Breed.
I didn't.
Yep, American Breed. As time went on and they had personnel changes, they morphed into the group Rufus. They got Chaka Khan to sing for them. They got Stevie Wonder to write that song for them.
Oh, yeah.
And there you go. You got a whole new career. Two different bands, whole new career right there on KGOR. Yo, Trish. As we are wont to do at this time of the day, which is 5:08, and of course, we are wont to do is a genius award. We like to give these out to people that are just, I'm sorry, they're geniuses, but they make the rest of us feel so much better about them.
Hello, this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. Today is Thursday, the 30th of August, 2007. I just crossed the Platte River Bridge. I'm headed home. It's about 10 after 5. Had a nice long day at work today. Nice long day at work today. Interesting things going on at work. Impacted one individual's life in a negative way, but you know, I don't know. Doesn't make you feel great about things, but you know what? Sometimes these things have to happen, and need to move on, and you know, it kind of sets an example for the rest of the folks, rest of the people. So in some ways, you know, I'm kind of happy about what happened, and in other ways I'm not so happy about it, but you know, that's why some of us are in business, and that's how we make our money, and so on and so on. So anyway, you know, not a whole lot going on since the last time I tuned in or you know, recorded something. Haven't checked the email today very well. I've got a bunch of email, I'm sure, stacked up. Maybe I can get to that today at home. So yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. So I don't know, I really don't have anything else to say. I think I'm going to go ahead and make a phone call here little bit to see what's going on. I got a phone call this morning that I didn't feel the vibrator go off in my pocket, the phone go off in my pocket, so I should probably call and see what's going on there. See if I can get a hold of the wife again, let her know I'm coming in a little bit late. And, that's really about it. Just about pulled onto a police car here. I didn't want to do that. So, alright, well, I'll go ahead and let you go, and we will see you later. Bye-bye.